Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Breaking news on two major stories from New York City. First, the Marine veteran Daniel Penny in the subway chokehold death case has been acquitted by a jury. CBS New York's Jessica Moore.
Penny has been found not guilty of criminally negligent homicide. Penny is the Marine veteran accused in the chokehold death of Jordan Neely on board a subway train last year. His attorneys say Penny was trying to protect other riders while Jordan Neely was making threats and acting erratically on the train. Prosecutors say Penny intended to protect riders but used too much force.
And there are new developments in the manhunt after the killing of the United Healthcare CEO. A person of interest in an unrelated incident is in custody in Altoona, Pennsylvania, and is being questioned in connection with the New York City murder. CBS's Anna Schechter.
This came in through a tip. The person being questioned also was in possession of a gun with a silencer. It's believed to be similar to the weapon used in the killing that was carried out on December 4th.
President Biden calls it an opportunity. CBS's Cammie McCormick has more on the overthrow of the Assad regime in Syria.
There are still a lot of questions.
It is relatively unclear right now who is actually ruling Syria.
And along with concerns about a possible security vacuum, CBS News security contributor Sam Vinograd says there are many others.
Either in the form of a resurgence of ISIS, there are still camps with thousands of ISIS fighters in Syria, as well as active ISIS elements, and chemical weapons.
Israel has been striking suspected chemical and long-range weapon sites inside Syria to keep them from the rebels who seized Damascus.
The rapper Jay-Z, real name Sean Carter, denies the allegations in a new lawsuit. CBS's Jerika Duncan says sexual assault is claimed by a woman identified only as Jane Doe.
She says she was given a drink that left her feeling, quote, woozy and lightheaded. Doe claims she entered an empty bedroom so she could lie down. The accuser then claims she was pinned down and raped first by Carter and then by Combs.
The suit says this happened in 2000 when she was 13. Golden Globe nominations. The musical Emilia Perez leads the way with 10. Eric Davis of Fandango.
We're getting so many music-driven films. Emilia Perez, A Complete Unknown, did very well with Timothée Chalamet, the Bob Dylan movie. Edward Norton also nominated. And then Wicked.
Wall Street's right now a mixed bag. The Dow is up 3 points. The S&P is down 21. NASDAQ is lower as well. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A 41-year-old Racine man was fatally shot over the weekend near 10th and Villa. Police are investigating that Saturday night shooting, and they're looking for information from anyone that may have seen something. In-person absentee voting starts today for the December 19th Racine County executive election. Voters should check their polling locations, which may have changed temporarily. There's more at myvote.wvi.gov. A cold snap will sweep through the area this week, with temperatures dropping from near 50 to the low teens. We'll have the latest coming up in the forecast. A 19-year-old woman came forward after the hit-and-run death of a 44-year-old man in Racine Friday night. It happened on Memorial Drive near State Street. An investigation remains active. And Kenosha County is hosting a community listening session about their opioid settlement funds tonight. The session will offer Narcan training, and there's more about that 6:30 meeting on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks beat Brooklyn. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks picked up a win, beating the Brooklyn Nets at the Barclays Center, 118-113. After the game, Doc Rivers agreed his team got off to a slow start.
You know, it's funny. It felt like we played awful offense. We were shooting 57% at halftime. But we turned the ball over and gave up offensive rebounds. Then they had a 10-shot shot cushion on us. Now, in the second half, we got to the foul line a lot, so it looked worse. But we only took 68 shots tonight, which is unheard of in a basketball game.
The Bucks host the Orlando Magic in an NBA Cup quarterfinal tomorrow night at Fiserv Forum. Baseball, Willie Adames agreeing to a 7-year contract with the San Francisco Giants over the weekend worth $182 million, the largest deal in that team's history. The 29-year-old shortstop played 4 years for the Brewers. NFL Packers back at work in meetings and getting ready for a road trip to Seattle to play the Seahawks on Sunday Night Football. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with high temperatures tapping 50 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow and falling temperatures. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark tomorrow, sliding to the mid-20s on Wednesday with some snow, and crash to the teens by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 49.
Paul Harvey's Rest of the Story, just a minute away, brought to you by the Racine Disc Center, online at racinediscscenter.com, or visit the clinic on Rapids Drive just east of Gulf Avenue.
Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into racinediscscenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
The rest of the story. Alaskan sourdough Slim Williams was a friend of mine. Kept his sled dogs tethered in camp, all but one sled dog, a young male named Bluck. He'd be the lead dog someday, old Slim always said. And his pal Eddie agreed, so they trusted him, pretty much let him run free. Then one morning, while Eddie was checking the downstream trap line, Slim went hunting. Game had been scarce for many winter weeks now, so Slim headed for new territory beyond the next ridge, hunted hard all that day only to be disappointed, and worse still, dusk was rolling in before Slim realized that he had ranged too far. He must return to camp before being discovered by the most deadly enemy a man can have in the northern wilderness, the cold. The cold, which at once exhilarates and anesthetizes, which lulls you with blissful hallucinations, gently tucks you in, and then murders you in your sleep. As night fell, Slim drove himself onward. The smart thing would have been to build a fire, but the insidious cold had found its way past his body and his brain all the way to where reasoning is born. He did manage to fire his rifle once in the air before lying down in the trail. One rifle shot to try to summon help, and then a short rest, he told himself. But soon he had drifted to sleep, all the way to the brink of forever after. So many before him had lost their lives thus. And yet the next thing Slim knew, the next thing he knew, he was being clawed by some powerful animal. A wolverine, he was certain, tearing the parka right off his head. Blood streaming his face, Slim could make out a pair of eyes shining in the darkness. He must get up. He must get away from this beast, Slim thought, or be eaten where he lay. So Slim struggled to his feet. He started to run. Number of times he fell, only to be attacked again, and to rise and to run again. And before too long, Slim was back in camp at his own cabin door. And that's where Eddie found him unconscious. Thawing out would take days. When Slim came around, he told Eddie about the wolverine with claws a foot long, he said. That was no wolverine, Eddie grinned. That was Buck. That was the sled dog that Slim had left untethered. In fact, the dog had kept Slim's parka, had been guarding it solemnly as his master recuperated. Of course, now Slim realized what had happened. That Buck had heard Slim fire his rifle. Buck had heard that one rifle shot, had run out and found him, woke him up, chased him home. Why had Eddie not heard? Well, the trees were freezing that night, and when tree sap freezes in those parts, it makes a loud bang, much like gunfire. Much of what we know of the Alaskan frontier at the turn of the 20th century. We've learned from the stories Slim Williams told when he returned to civilization. And among the threads comprising that rich historical tapestry was the story of a dog that Slim had once had, a sled dog named Buck. And the old sourdough realized one terrible night that Buck could tell the difference between the sharp crack of freezing sap and a rifle shot. Of course, you know now how very much more that meant, because now you know the rest of the story.
Paul Harvey, rest of the story, two different times on WRJN, 7:25 with Don Rosen in the morning and again at 12:05, like you just heard, here on WRJN.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Every
Timeless hits, songs that will be around forever because they're so good. Beach Boys, Help Me Rhonda, of course. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN. The grown-up gift list, a contest that you can win. Pretty easy, giving you a lot of chances every single weekday. Now, I gave you a keyword last hour. I'm going to give you another keyword next hour, and that keyword is going to be worth $100. $100. I haven't had that money put together. Who's on a $100 bill? I don't even know. But you'll find out when you win that $100. But you have to enter with the Civic Media app. If you don't have it yet on your smartphone, download it now from civicmedia.us.
This holiday season, make memories that last a lifetime at Gateway Classic Cars. Make this special time of the year merry and bright. Explore our spacious showroom packed with vintage cruisers, roaring muscle cars, trucks, and exotic dream machines. With a stunning selection and knowledgeable staff, Gateway Classic Cars is your destination to find a timeless, stylish gift for any classic car lover at any age. Visit the showroom on 4 Mile Road in Caledonia or gatewayclassiccars.com, where holiday dreams take the wheel.
Don't let snow put your golf game on ice. X-Golf Kenosha is your winter golfing destination. Stay warm while you swing through top courses on one of the 7 state-of-the-art simulators. Whether you're sharpening your skills, hosting a festive party, or just relaxing with great food and drinks, X-Golf delivers an unforgettable experience. Book your tee time at xgolfkenosha.com and swing by the lounge off Highway 50 just west of Green Bay Road. X-Golf Kenosha, where golf season never ends.
Make Lee's Deli part of your holiday celebrations. Whether it's a festive lunch, dinner, or quick bite, Lee's Deli has you covered with their fresh chef salads and signature subs. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Momo's Supermarket at 1912 52nd Street in Kenosha. Also, stop by the Washington Avenue shop for easy pickup, delivery, and pre-ordering catering options like the famous holiday party trays. Lee's Deli, spreading holiday cheer one meal at a time.
Day number five of the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas, The Personal Touch by Julie. They've been Racine's floral artistry experts for over 40 years. Let them make your holidays bloom with beauty. From elegant holiday centerpieces that dazzle your dining table to festive bouquets that fill your space with holiday cheer, their team creates designs as unique as your celebrations. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 floral gift certificates for just $20. Today only with the WRJN 12 Deals of Christmas.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN. WRJN.
You
just let me hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance with me. If you wanna dance with me. I have no kick against mine. My loved one over across the tracks so she could hear my man a wailing sax. I must admit they have a rocking band. Man, they were blowing like a hurricane. That's why I go for that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. If you wanna dance. If you wanna dance with me. Way down south they gave a jubilee. Then don't you folks they had a jamboree. They're drinking home from a wooden cup. The folks dancing got all shook up. And started playing that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music. Don't care to hear them play a tango. I'm in the mood to dig a mambo. It's way too early for the congo. So keep rocking that piano. So I can hear some of that rock and roll music. Any old way you choose it. It's got a backbeat, you can't lose it. Any old time you use it. It's gotta be rock and roll music.
That's Chuck Berry. This is Stuart J. Waddles with another update from the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The hit-and-run driver allegedly involved in that fatal collision Friday did eventually come forward. Racine police are investigating the fatal hit-and-run. Family have identified the victim as 44-year-old Dwayne Carr. He was found lying between parked cars on Memorial Drive near State Street. After he was found, a 19-year-old woman called police to confess her involvement in the incident. An investigation remains active. Not everyone has the interstate DOT cams on their weekend viewing list, but those that did saw something crazy yesterday. A high-speed police chase that started in Milwaukee County early yesterday ended with the driver's arrest on a ramp in Racine County. The DOT cameras were streaming when the car stopped and police en masse got out with guns drawn. Charges are pending. And a Kenosha County community listening session is scheduled for tonight. This one will be held at the Kenosha County Center and the topic will be about how to use money gained through the opioid settlement. The Division of Behavioral Health Services is leading the discussion and they especially want to hear from people in treatment and recovery, as well as anyone else affected by the opioid crisis. The session will offer Narcan training and provide information about behavioral health resources. It's tonight at 6:30, and there's more on the county's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, with high temperatures tapping 50 degrees. Mostly cloudy skies tomorrow and falling temperatures. Highs will flirt with the freezing mark tomorrow, sliding to the mid-20s on Wednesday with some snow, and crash to the teens by Thursday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
Oh,
local news, timeless hits, and Christmas classics, too, like that guilty pleasure of mine from Darlene Love. Okay, I'm not too guilty about listening to that. It's just such a great song. Ditto this song from the Supremes. Local news, timeless hits, and the grown-up gift list. A chance for you to win $100 with the keyword I'm going to give you after 1 o'clock. Yes, with that much money, you just might find yourself in a little cafe just the other side of the border.
In a little cafe just the other side.
on the ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Local news, timeless hits, and now Christmas classics too. I'm Dan Marcus. This is the Dan Marcus Wax Museum on WRJN. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, another great Badger game. They're taking on Illinois. Pre-game 7 o'clock, tip-off 7:30, and of course the game is here on WRJN.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here. If you're looking for me this afternoon, well, I'm still around. You can find me and all the Civic Media talk shows over on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app with the same meaningful content you've come to expect from Civic Media. Meanwhile, check out your local news and timeless hits only found here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm? I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
If fashion is your thing, eBay is it. eBay's where I find all my favorites, from handbags to iconic streetwear, all authenticated. For real. This time, a little Supreme, some Gucci. I even have that vintage Prada on my watch list. That's why eBay's my go-to for all my go-tos. Yeah, eBay. The place for new, pre-loved, vintage, and rare fashion. eBay. Things people love.
Oh, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho, ho, ho!
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking is for a little respect when you come.
Just a little bit,
hey, baby,
just a little.
news, timeless hits, and good advice from Stephen Stills. If you can't be with the one you love, love the one you're with. It's kind of like the other expression, out at the same time. If it feels good, do it.
If you're down and confused, and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away, 'cause your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in the stand by.
Time to have. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the twisted love, and the eagle flies with the girl. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
J-N.
1, 2, 3.
on the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury. Oh, oh, mercy, mercy me. Our things ain't what they used to be. Lost radiation underground and in the sky. Animals and birds who live nearby our lives. All things and what they used to be. What about this overcrowded land? How much more we use from man? Can't you stand?